Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we actually love to laugh, listen, and learn. So many people tune in, and we get to learn new things. I always call it my radio, my school on radio. And so I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of this, you can go and download our podcast. And, of course, that is on iHeartRadio. It's on Apple. It's everywhere that iPods are. So take us with you every single day. And, of course, I do want to remind you that you can stream this on kvta.com for your convenience there. And also, of course, right here on the radio. So, again, I am so excited to be here. I do want to wish my mom a happy heavenly birthday. I know a lot of you have gone through that with me. And, of course, her birthday is coming up. And I just want to put that out there to think of everyone, to know that I'm still thinking of her. With that, if there's anybody that would like to wish somebody a birthday, please call in. And, of course, our phone number is 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. We love to hear from our listeners, and I just want to take a moment to say thank you for being our listeners. With that, I am really excited to introduce my co-host, that's one of our great sponsors, Nancy Marks. She's the owner of Glass Arts Collective. That is right in Vias Colinas in Westlake Village, and it's your studio for glass art. I went there and made a necklace, and it's so easy, so fun, and I can't wait to share all the things that Nancy's doing and all the teachers she's bringing in. And Nancy, welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah. So we're going to find out a little bit about summer's around the corner. We're all getting out of our, you know, our pandemic. And what a perfect way to go and do some arts and stuff. So I think we'll talk about that in a little bit. I always like to start my show with something uplifting. And today's is, remember to be yourself because everyone else is taken. I mean, so many of us are running other people's races or trying to keep up with other people. And really, it's all about keeping up with yourself, being your best person, exercising, eating right, and really just keeping your balance in life. And so that's something that I have started doing. I'm walking 45 minutes every single day that I can and, you know, just moving my body. And I challenge all of you to do something different. Whatever you're doing, do something that could be just a little bit better for yourself. Anyways, with that, I am really excited to bring our next guest and our first guest on, Alexander Caspero and Whitney English, and they are both moms, dietitians, and the co-authors of a recently released book, The Plant-Based Baby and Toddlers. You know, I love it. This is so innovative, and I'll tell you why, because if we would have started young, eating right and taking care of ourselves when we're young, I think a lot of us wouldn't have as many health problems. So welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
You are very welcome. And I'm going to, because there's two of you, let's just talk, we'll kind of go back and forth. But Alexandra, will you tell us about the new book, and how many books do you have?
Yeah, so this is our first book together. It's called The Plant-Based Baby and Toddler. And, you know, honestly, it was the book that we were looking for when we were pregnant. So we sort of call it the complete guide to nutrition, whether you're looking for infancy or toddler nutrition that is evidence-based, something that's written, of course, by dietitians, and it also contains 50 plant-based recipes. So, you know, we sort of say it's the book for parents who want to raise their kids plant-based, but also for parents who just want to help get more plants on their kids' plates.
I love that. Whitney, so how many books do you guys have separately?
This is our first actual to print book. We have three ebooks as well that have been available for a while. And then Alex actually has a vegetarian Italian cookbook that she released a few years ago.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to bring you ladies back then, I guess, because I love to eat as many vegetables as possible. So I'm really excited about this. So let me ask you, Whitney, why is it important to get our young children to eat plant-based as opposed to just like trying to get more vegetables on there?
Yeah, well, like you said, if we can start getting kids eating right from the start, that's going to carry over into lifelong health benefits. So taste preferences are really shaped early in life. Some of the research shows that the optimal time for building flavor preferences is really starting at about 6 months. So the earlier we can get kids hooked on nutrient-dense plant foods, the better. And not too surprisingly, research shows that kids who eat plant-rich diets, not necessarily vegan or strictly plants, but just diets that are predominantly plant-based, have a higher intake of fruits, vegetables, fiber, and nutrients like vitamin C. And all of these things are associated with massive health benefits later in life. And then when you also consider that only 1 in 10 American kids actually gets the recommended amount of fiber, fruits, and vegetables, this is a huge deal.
And so, Alexandra, talk to us about, you have other books. So you've been doing this for a while then, correct?
Yes. So I've been a dietitian for, I think I'm coming up on like 11 or 12 years. But, you know, this is really sort of our first foray into pediatric nutrition, because like we sort of mentioned in the beginning, you know, when Whitney and I were both pregnant with our sons about 5 years ago, we just couldn't find a book like this. You know, we felt like the books that we wanted to look at that were, you know, really rooted in science, really were helping to answer all of the questions that we had around this really important period. They weren't found. You know, the books that were out there were either written by celebrities or they just didn't have sort of the breadth of information that we wanted. They were more cookbooks, a little bit of nutrition, and we decided to do both. We wanted to make sure that we were giving, you know, parents all the nutrition information they needed, but also recipes, because that's really important, right? We say a lot, it's not nutrition unless it's eaten. And so we wanted to make sure that we were taking all of those concepts and putting them into delicious recipes at the end of the book.
Right. I love this. And Nancy, are you there? Do you have any questions?
I'm fascinated because I have a 2-year-old granddaughter. And, you know, for exactly the reasons you're saying, I really want, when she's with us, I really want to make sure that we're feeding her as healthy and all the right foods and vegetables that we possibly can.
There you go. I want to ask you a question. So you have this book. Can we eat along with them, or is it just baby food? And, you know, because you have toddler in there, it's probably we can eat it too, correct?
Yeah, so we have 50 recipes in there, and they, about a fifth of them are targeted really towards that early eater period, right, about 6 months. But the vast majority of them are actually family friendly. So we advocate a type of eating called baby-led weaning, where babies really eat family foods right from the start. These are things that they can pick up and feed themselves, but are made in an age and texture appropriate form. And so all of the recipes can be both served to a 6-month-old and also delicious for adults and older kids as well.
Oh, so that makes a whole big difference. So anybody could use this book and, you know, especially like Nancy and I, we both have grandchildren now, you know, we could be kind of setting the stone for, you know, eating a little bit healthier.
When you consider that kids part of the way they learn to eat is role modeling. So you really want to be eating the same foods as your kids and eating with them so that they can see you enjoying these healthy foods, and then they're more likely to eat as well.
Right. Now, there's a lot of people that still eat meat, and can families who eat meat benefit from this book too?
Absolutely. So just like our plant-based juniors community, the plant-based baby and toddler is targeted to any parent, grandparent, who wants to get more plants on the plate. That is, so whether you're vegan or vegetarian or flexitarian, or you simply want to reduce your animal consumption, this book has something in there for you. We frequently have our followers reach out to us and say, I can't believe it. My meat-eating husband or my meat-eating mother-in-law absolutely loved your tofu marinara. So it's a good book for the whole family, including those people who want to keep meat on the plate.
I love it. Now, where are you guys located, both of you?
So I'm in St. Louis, and Whitney is in L.A.
Oh, okay. And so obviously you didn't work together. So how did you come together?
Yeah, so we actually met about 10 years or so ago at a conference, just stayed friends, and then really united over this common need to sort of find this resource. And we kind of figured that since we couldn't find it, we were the ones to build it. That's how the Plant-Based Juniors community got started. That's how this, you know, really why this book was written. And, you know, even though we are in different states, different sides of the country, different time zones, we run this business together. We really talk all the time, like we were if we were in the same building.
That's great. I see the world is very small. We can do and be anywhere, and I love that. So let me ask you a question. So what are we going to find in your book? What's your favorite plant-based food?
So my kids, one of their favorite foods is tofu, surprisingly, because a lot of adults aren't big fans of tofu, but that's typically because they haven't had tofu prepared the right way. But my kids love it, whether it's in our tofu-based strawberry yogurt that's in the book, or we have a barbecue tofu bowls, which are these really awesome baked crispy tofu with all these delicious seasonings and then served with things like roasted corn and zucchini and sweet potatoes. I mentioned tofu marinara earlier. That's a really big hit in our house. And we pretty much have tofu on the plate in some shape or form every day. We also love to do a lot of pasta. We do both whole wheat pasta and legume-based pasta, which is basically pasta that's made out of beans, which is a really great source of iron and protein to priority nutrients for kids. And we serve pasta in so many different ways, whether it's our non-dairy mac and cheese or alphabet pasta, which is a great thing to send to lunch, send in a lunchbox with kids. Spaghetti. We have something called our caterpillar pasta, which is really fun. It brings in some more complex flavors with garlic and lemon, but it's also got kale blended into the sauce. So it's a great way to get kids to eat their veggies. And I think they like the fun name, calling it a caterpillar.
Yeah, very cool. And now, so what's next for you ladies? Because I love when innovative women come on here, and you both have your own practices. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we both have our own separate businesses. So mine is called Delicious Knowledge. It's really a lot of plant-based recipe development. So I have thousands of recipes on my blog, and then I also freelance for a few other individuals and help them create recipes. And then Whitney has her own business called Whitney ERD. She also has incredible plant-based recipes over there, and she also does a lot of myth-busting. So her YouTube channel is very popular. So it's fun. We have our own thing, and then we come together for Plant-Based Junior.
I love it. And again, where can we find your book?
Yeah, so you can find us over on Instagram. That's where we're really the most active on social media. It's at Plant-Based Juniors, and then our website is plantbasedjuniors.com, and find the book really anywhere books are sold. It's called The Plant-Based Baby and Toddler.
There you go. I love it. Nance, anything else that you want to add to this?
I'm going to, as soon as we're done, I'm going to order the book.
I really think that I'll have to get one for both of my girls that have children. And now, what about picky kids?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of parents deal with picky eating, right? The first thing that we like to tell all parents is that it's totally normal. You know, Whitney and I are both dietitians, and our kids have gone through picky eating phases. So a lot of it is related to the fact that, you know, toddlers especially are going through these developmental stages, and picky eating really coincides with that development. The biggest thing that we tell parents is to offer these foods more often. So offer the foods that perhaps your child is learning to like often. What I think a lot of well-meaning parents do is their child rejects the food, and then they say, oh, they don't like it anymore. I'm not going to serve it. I don't want to waste that food. And what research shows is that the child is then much less likely to come back to that food after the picky eating phase is over. So really encouraging parents to offer it often, offer it in new and different ways, and then offering it without pressure, right? So not bribing, not, you know, coaxing our child to eat or just take one bite. Those strategies actually tend to backfire and can make picky eating more of a control battle, which often makes it worse.
I love it. You know, it's interesting. You know, it makes a lot of sense. If you try something and you don't like it, you know, it's almost like taking a medicine, and a lot of times you go, oh, I feel terrible. It might not even be what you're taking, right? So give it another chance, maybe make it a different way, and kind of keep with it, correct?
Yeah, well, and taste buds change and evolve all the time,
really,
right? I think as adults, so many of us can
that are
like,
wait, I
don't
hear
not like
you.
As children.
Wait, hello? Hello? Hold on. I could only hear one of you. So, Alex, go first.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I think that even as adults, you know, we can all think about foods as kids that we didn't like, now that we enjoy. You know, I didn't like Brussels sprouts as a child, but now that's like one of my favorite vegetables. So, you know,
isn't
really
that
remembering that
yeah.
taste buds change and evolve all the time, and our kids are no different.
There you go. Whitney, and what were you saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't actually hear Alex right now, but hopefully I'm not saying the same thing as her, but I was just going to say that the research really shows that the preference for the taste such as bitterness, which we find in vegetables, is not an innate taste. It's something that has to be developed, whereas the taste for salt and sugar, we're born with a preference for those. So if we want our kids to like things like bitter vegetables, we have to continue exposing them to them so that they can develop that taste preference.
Gotcha. Well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing your book with us and sharing some really great information. Please share our show with everyone. And, of course, Alexandra and Whitney, The Plant-Based Baby and Toddler, their newest book. So thank you again. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again. Keep in touch.
Thanks for having us on, Kim, and nice to meet you, Nancy.
nice to meet you both.
All right. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here with Nancy Mark. And, of course, when we come back, we will be talking with Edward Jones. He is a holistic health expert, founder, Nutrition World. We're talking about cleaning up here. And, of course, what a better way to a fresh start with simple spring cleaning body detox. And, of course, that is his newest book. Stay with us. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. If you don't already get our newsletter every Friday in your email, please leave us your name, your number, and your email so that we can get you out to get one of those out to you. And again, stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back.
GlassArts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N, EnergyMedicine.com. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T
barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, Nancy Mark is co-hosting with me. She's the owner of Glass Art Collective, and that is located in Westlake Village, California. And, of course, her website where you can book your next glass art job, right? How would you say it? Your craft is at glassartscollective.com. And Nancy, I'm so glad you're here with us. We're going to hear a little bit more about all the art things that you can make and all be so creative. So, and we're going to talk about some of the new people that you have coming on, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, I want to bring our next guest on. And of course, that is Edward Jones. And, of course, he's a holistic health expert, founder, Nutrition World. And we're going to talk about the Fresh Start with Simple Spring Cleaning Body Detox. Edward, are you there?
I am, and good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm a gentleman who kind of has had a path of life of searching out the reasons why people get sick, why they can't get well, and focusing on a lot of what I consider nature's pharmacy, which is many of the items not taught in traditional medical school. And I've embraced botanical medicine and all kind of therapies to encourage the body to be optimally healthy. And I understood long ago that the body has massive powers, but we have to help it along the way with nutrition, lifestyle, common sense management of some of our challenges, instead of using very harsh synthetics and covering symptoms, which seems to be the way the system works these days.
That just makes so much sense. Our bodies, I think we underestimate our bodies, and they are incredible machines that can do it. But you're right. We need to put the right gas, the right food, the right vitamins, all that stuff in it to make them work, correct?
That's exactly right. And, of course, part of that is also if we live more than, you know, past 20 years, we're accumulating toxins. And these toxins are being very damaging to the system. That's one reason we have so much autoimmune and many times anxiety, depression, because so much of the brain chemicals are coming from the gut. And toxins are probably at the highest level they've ever been, because many countries outlaw hundreds of these additives that are put in cosmetics, in food, in chemicals, in medications, and we simply allow most things to be sold here, and it's cumulative. So, you know, when you are 20, you haven't lived long enough to really fill the glass, But at 40 and 50, it's starting to show the breakdown of the system because of this. So I'm a big fan of using common sense programs to help the body detox.
So, okay, let's talk about that. And Nancy, you with me here?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I know that you're really into this kind of thing too, is taking care of our bodies and making, you know, making sure we're making good choices. What is the most, what would be one of the things that we would never even think of? And let's talk about that.
Well, probably a lot of people, even though I think they may think of it, may not, which is intermittent fasting. And really all that entails is eating or picking 10 hours of the day to consume foods and not eating for 14. We were set up in on this earth as all living creatures to go through periods of not having enough food. And what that actually does is strengthen the body. It cleanses it. It allows the body to not have to use its energy for digestion. It uses it for healing purposes. That plus sweating is very, very important for helping the body get rid of toxins. And I am a huge fan of a certain nutrient called NAC, which is something very few have heard about. And it helps the liver get rid of a lot of these bound toxins within the liver.
And is that a vitamin?
It actually is. It's called N-acetylcysteine. And in 2020, it became quite popular because people who had the virus, it actually was so conducive to the health of the lungs that it looks like the FDA may be removing it. All Whole Foods has stopped selling it in this country and Amazon because they're wanting to make it a drug, even though it's a nutrient, and it's so effective to help the liver, the body. I'm stocking up 3 years' worth, and, of course, at NutritionW.com, that's where you can read more about it and look into it. But NAC is something that's very valuable in the long term of our health, and our body makes it when we're healthy, but we tend to lose it as we age.
Wow, that's really interesting. So you're talking about intermittent fasting. So you feel that that is very promising for our health?
You know what? One is it has everything that perfect pieces to this puzzle. It saves you money because you're going to eat less. It's less headache to deal with trying to find food as often. And it actually does something called autophagy. And autophagy is where the body actually digests the lesser healthy cells and toxins within its own system. And it cannot do this when we're snacking all day. It needs to go into a mini starvation mode for it to start searching out the unhealthy cells. And I do it 5 days a week. I will do about 9 to 10 hours of eating and 14 of not. There are people who do less hours than that. But I find for me, 9 to 10 works, and 14 of just drinking good, clean, pure water or herbal tea with no sweetener. And I will do a cup of black coffee. That's the only thing I will do during those fasting hours.
Edward, so what time would that be too? So you're sleeping some of the time, right?
That's right. So you've got 8 hours already under the belt. So you have to choose about four more in order to break this happen. So I don't really consume a bite of food until about 11 o'clock, and then I may, I do a kind of a fast in the morning. So I actually do less hours, but most people need about 10 hours of the eating time. Just pick whatever hours. You can work midnight shift and still make it all work. And doing that and staying hydrated, very important, drinking pure water during that process. And on my podcast, TheHolisticNavigator.com, I speak about some of these cleansing methods. On many, many chapters of that 96 podcast that I have.
So, okay, so you're saying at night, what time do you stop eating?
Well, I always base the nighttime based on what time I started eating in the day. Like on Sunday, I will eat a normal breakfast. And it's just a special day of the week. And so I will eat about 7 o'clock in the morning. That means I do have to cut out my time, I have to be finished with dinner. I try to shoot for 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then that's the last food I will eat for the remainder of the day. And if I eat a later, breakfast, then I can just make the clock run around. And that is incredible. And I'll tell you, even the research is very clear on this, and most health professionals don't realize it, but people who are going through chemo, if they will intermittent fast the day before their treatment, it weakens those diseased cells, and it makes the chemo more effective. this is very, very substantiated in literature, but yet very few of the health professionals are advising people to do this. It seems counterintuitive. You're not going to eat as much before you go get a treatment, but it's actually what we want people to do if they know the real truth of this.
Right. This makes a lot of sense, because if you go into surgery, they ask you not to eat after 12 o'clock, right? I mean, a lot of times
they do,
you know,
but they're asking you that because they don't want you to get sick. They really have no clue the power of intermittent fasting. And I had a gentleman, he's only about 29 years old. His testosterone was quite low, about 300. I got him to intermittent fast and take vitamin D of about 5,000 units. He doubled that testosterone in about 8 weeks from the fasting and vitamin D. So that shows you the power of this kind of self-help therapy.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. Detoxing. Let's talk about that for a second. It sounds complicated. Is it?
No, it's truly not. And you could make it complicated, because if you Google the word detox, you're going to get a whole plethora of options and people with selling products. And there's nothing wrong. It doesn't mean they're bad. But most detoxes are focused on colon. What that means is that there are sometimes often hidden laxatives in the detox. Well, my definition of detoxing is not getting rid of what you ate yesterday. That is just simply a laxative. I'm more about, how do we turn the liver and the kidneys and break down the fatty cells to release all of the decades of everything from Roundup to every fertilizer, pollutants, and diesel bus that you rode behind? We need to do something to break these down, because they lock into the fatty cells. Well, there's a couple really super options, one of which is, again, I mentioned NAC, but the second one is milk thistle. And I use that continuously because it helps the liver open up its channel called a P450 that allows poisons to start pouring out instead of being hidden in the liver. So milk thistle and NAC is phenomenal. Again, embracing lifestyle and eating the correct foods, we have to do that to maintain our benefit. But you don't have to do anything super crazy in order to detox. And I am leery of products that have senna in them. That is not a detox. So that's the big red flag if you look at a detox product. If it has senna, run from it.
Okay. Milk thistle, how is there like a definite dosage we should be taking?
Well, I could find that the majority of quality brands, like is sold at NutritionW.com, is usually one pill in the morning and one in the evening. And,
okay.
You know, it's a really cool herb, because when they, you know, there's a mushroom that's very poisonous to every living creature, and it will destroy the liver of 100% of all creatures that eat that mushroom, including humans. But when they preload them with milk thistle and NAC, about 70% of them perfectly survive because of the protective mechanism in milk thistle for the liver. And that is powerful information, because every time you breathe a fume, it's doing a little damage. You secondhand smoke, you know, all the chemicals on all foods. I don't care where you get it at. There's some things that are going to be toxic. All these plastics from the bottles, those are estrogen competitors. So we're losing our hormones, and it's locking in the liver. Well, let's get rid of it. We can do it through intermittent fasting, sweating, and also helping with milk thistle and NAC.
And NAC, okay, I have to look that up. So now what about just types of foods? I do want to just remind our listeners that are just tuning in with us, one, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Edward Jones, and, of course, Nancy Marks is on the line with us. Nancy, any input in all this? Really interesting, huh?
It's very interesting. But I wanted to ask you about, there's a lot of different places that you can buy these products. How do we know if we're getting a good quality product?
Great question.
It's not the easiest. I recommend people finding a good, trustworthy nutrition store in their local town, one. Secondly, do not order from Amazon, because I just posted a huge article that says, what do you think happens to your supplement sitting in a UPS truck at 135 degrees? They are ruined. I'm not just sitting here plugging NutritionW.com, but they ship with ice packs. That's very important. But getting to know a trustworthy partner on this process is pretty important. However, I will be honest, I've done this for 42 years. I've got 17 practitioners under me that practice holistic health. And despite what some of the headlines read, the majority of companies are doing a great job of quality and producing the right product. But don't shop for price. Make sure you get a good, reliable name brand and that you're paying a decent amount. If it's too cheap, you know something's wrong.
That's interesting. Okay. And do you have a couple that you can recommend to us?
You mean on ordering products?
Yeah.
Well, NutritionW.com is the number one because they're the only company that ships with cold packs. And this summertime, I mean, if it's not shipped with cold packs, it doesn't matter how good the quality of the company is. Or sticking with companies where you order it directly from the manufacturer. And, you know, I love great companies like Solgar and Bluebonnet. There's many, many top of the line. I mean, these are the Rolls Royce. And you don't pay that much more, maybe 20% more for the very best. So it's not like a game changer for price.
Okay. That's great information. Thank you so much for being here. Talk to us about exercise. What exercise helps eliminate toxins from our body?
Well, first off, again, I'll repeat that sweating is very effective. However, we have a system in the body called the lymphatic system, and it actually almost parallels the arterial system, which are the arteries that, of course, the blood flows through. Well, this lymph system is what moves a lot of these toxins around, helps to put them in places where they can be excreted from the body, but they don't have a muscular structure to this little artery. So what they do is they move based on your movement. And believe it or not, a lot of excess movement does not move it quicker. It actually slows it. I'm a huge fan of these little mini trampolines. That or walking at these relatively good pace will help move lymph fluid. Weight training doesn't do it much. Massage doesn't do it that much. So recommend always doing some movement every day. And, you know, most of us who don't exercise, what happens is you actually rust out. You certainly don't wear out from doing exercise unless it's crazy. So they've done blood work on people who've just actually sat for 3 hours before and after, and 3 hours of sitting is called the new smoking because it actually just so swerves our blood chemistry into the negative, and we need to be active. And so small trampolines for the lymph system, especially during detox, would be very valuable.
Very cool. I just said my husband and I started walking every day, 45 minutes, and, you know, a little brisk walking. It starts my day in a positive way. I love it.
Yeah, I'm fully addicted mentally and emotionally to my exercise. I doubt I've missed more than 6 days in about 51 years of exercise. I'm 64 now. But it is medicine for the soul and the body, and there's nothing that can equal the benefit of that. I mean, on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I talk about the ways to become your own superhero, and exercise plus the other parts to this is imperative.
I love it. You've given us some really great information. Please share our show with everyone. And I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to find out more stuff from you. And I'd love to have you back. So thank you again.
And thank you. And I will spread the word for you. You're awesome, and I appreciate you having me on, please.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, Edward. Stay well and stay happy and busy. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out all about you. And, of course, where everybody can go and make glass art.
Play that song, the one that makes me go all night long, the one that makes me think of you. That's all you got.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at BarbaraDoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust, Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com. Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection. The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, Nancy Marks, my co-host today and sponsor. And of course, owner of Glass Arts Collective. It's your studio for glass art. And Nancy, thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about, you know, it's definitely starting to get crazy busy at your place because people are coming back out, right? But you are still protective and taking, of course, all the, you know, active, necessary things that we do right now still.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Kim. The studio opened, as I mentioned before, February 2020. And so it was just before COVID. So during this past year, I've been working on trying to even make it better.
There you go.
Just with things placed in better places, we have more inspirational pieces around for people to look at. But all of the protocols that COVID have had, you know, a lot of them are very good. Then, you know, not everything is bad. I mean, not blowing out birthday candles probably really is a good thing. But we have to wash your hands more frequently and drink more fluids and just taking care of yourself. Well, glass art helps with all of that as well. It's really very therapeutic for a lot of people, which has been a wonderful thing to see and personally feel. So the classes are filling up, but we're still keeping them small size.
we want to do that for a while so the people are still comfortable going out. Just because everything opens up doesn't mean that we have to open up fully. Keeping it a little bit more restricted, I think, is a nice way to ease into everyone coming out and being able to enjoy activities again.
I agree. And I do want to just remind anybody that you can just go right on to your website, right? And that's glassartcollective.com and actually book a class there or purchase a gift certificate.
Absolutely. We also have an online gift shop that is for curbside pickup only. But, you know, coming in and actually seeing the pieces, the colors are much more vibrant. My photography isn't that great, even though I do have a good time taking pictures. But the
color looks pretty good to me. I'm looking on your website right now, and oh my gosh, it's just amazing that people could actually make these with a little bit of glass. And it's almost like you don't even know what it's going to turn out to be, but they're amazing. So I just really want to stress to our listeners to go on glassartcollective.com and check out their gallery. I mean, beautiful. It's just one thing after another. I'm looking at the plate that the menorah is on. I'm looking at a clock. The heart dish, you know, me and hearts for Valentine's Day, even though it's already passed, I would. But even just those beautiful mosaic wall pieces, wow, you can make your own pictures and decorate your home with them.
Absolutely. And we do fused glass, which is using glass kilns to heat up the glass, and we do that overnight. So that's the only class you don't get to walk away with something right away. But we also do mosaics using glass and doing stained glass. And I'm excited that we have two new instructors coming on, and one of them is a well-established artist for fused glass fine art, and that's Francis Elston with Fusion. And then we also have Jake, or Jacob Jacobian. I always say his name wrong, and I feel really bad about that, but he is a true master artist. He's known around the world for his stained glass. He does full walls of side of a building. He does the windows of churches and cathedrals, and he does restoration on stained glass. So
there's
the talent that is in this area of the Kaneo Valley is phenomenal. And we all want to share.
Right. And this is kind of a rare thing. I have never seen a glass art studio before. Talk to us about how you came up with this idea.
Well, kind of a funny story. My mom lives in an assisted living facility, and they had a person bring glass art to the assisted living in classes. And she was very excited, and I wanted to learn more about it. And so I found a place in the San Fernando Valley that I could take a class, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. And had you ever done it before?
No. In fact, I didn't even consider myself an artist. I'm one of those people who didn't feel like she had an artistic bone in her body.
Right.
And I just had to find the right medium for me. And glass art fusion, you know, fused glass, really is my medium, and it helped me get through all the craziness with COVID, other stressful things that have happened in my life, and it's beautiful, and you just want, it's beautiful, it's colorful, it's bright, but you make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
People come in and the classes are to teach techniques, and as you learn the techniques, you can keep growing, but you make what you want it to be within the realm of the class. And as you get more experienced, we have an open studio membership, which we'll explain when people come in.
Oh, I love that. Let me ask you, there's a piano keyboard dish right here, and it is amazing. How hard is that to make?
It's not that hard. Actually, the hardest part of that one was trying to figure out the correct ratio of the black keys to the white keys.
Okay.
I mean, you kind of know where they go, but how big are the black keys and how much do they have to overlap the white keys so that it looks realistic? And we had customers in the studio, so I asked if anybody played the piano. And that's how I got the measurements.
That's really interesting.
The scale for and I actually had it laid out, and the guy put his hands on my glass and said, yep,
oh, this one needs to be a little shorter. It was a wonderful experience, and one of those things where you wish you had a camera to have recorded that.
Yeah. So how many classes would something like that take?
It wouldn't take that many classes, but it all depends on each individual. It's like anything else. Some people learn skills faster than others, but that's really all cutting straight lines. So it's not a complicated piece to make. Mm-hmm. And that cutting straight lines is one of the first classes that we encourage people to take. It's our introductory class, and you learn how to cut glass.
Okay. I mean, it was really interesting that when I was making my pendant, I mean, just to cut glass, is you just roll this thing and it's right so easy. So, I mean, it's really, I really just want to stress, just share with everyone, don't be afraid of this. Go do something fun and innovating. This is like a perfect new thing to try. And so I did, and I saw all the people in there, and it's not something that you have to be so talented about or even creative at that. You make it so easy.
Well, that's the idea. We don't want – the classes are 2 to 3 hours, depending on the class you take. And we want to make it so that you're comfortable. We don't want to make it where you're stressed out and you have deadlines. The pieces aren't that difficult that we're teaching you to make. Yes, you can make a lot more difficult pieces down the road. But in the beginning, we want this to be fun and interesting, sharing with friends or family. It's just – such an enlightening activity.
Yeah, and you actually get a lot of families in there, couples, and, you know, ladies' nights. I mean, it's kind of a place to gather. I always call it like peers, right? You know?
Yes.
So talk to us about that.
Yeah, we offer evening classes, daytime classes. We open at noon during the week and at 10 a.m. on the weekends. And we have different classes throughout the month, and everything is on our website. So you can go to the website, go into book a class, then you get to look at the category of glass you want to do. Do you want to do fused glass, mosaic, or stained glass? And then you can scroll through the different classes, and when you're ready to book one, you click on it again, and that's when you're able to see the available date for that particular class. And it's been, you can book from multiple people at one time. So if you're coming in as a group, you can see how many seats are still available for that class as well. So if you're a group of 10, which is the most we're going to be taking by the end of June, is you'd be able to go in and see maybe there's already 6 people registered. That wouldn't be the date you want to have. So you can do all the work and coordination from your living room or wherever you like to watch it, your computer or play with it.
There you go. And I just want people to know where you are exactly. It's right across from the
Four Seasons Hotel.
Four Seasons, yeah. So
and we're right
easy.
Next, we're very close to the Barclay Hospital and Hotel. It's a great location, 31139 Via Clinus, and we're in Unit 201. We're towards the back, and it's in Westlake Village. And
there
the closest off-ramp to the freeway is Lindero Canyon Road.
Yeah. And how long have you, I know you just opened it, so, you know, I mean, it's just getting started because of COVID and everything. You've done such a great job on it.
Oh, thank you. I really love this place. It, you know, after a long career in corporate world, my next chapter of life, I wanted to do something that I really enjoy, and I enjoy sharing. I realized that my jobs throughout the years have always been in more of a customer service type of role or service role, and I realized that I really like helping people. So I thought, you know, what a great combination. I can actually share my passion of art.
Yeah. Yeah, and you had no art experience before. That's just really beyond me that you that's so cool. So you now your little gallery in there, do you make a lot of those or do your customers or how do you know what I mean, how do you have all those to sell?
I've made a lot of them, and then I have open studio membership artists in a music studio. They're beyond any of the classes or they have the techniques that they want to be working in at this time.
and they make some of it, and I have my instructors making some of it. So it's everyone is somehow associated with a studio if there's a gallery.
Right. So if you are listening right now and you are very creative and you need a new home or a new talent or a new project, glassartscollective.com is your place. And again, it's right across the street from Four Seasons, right in Westlake Village. And go have a party there or have a family gathering or just go and do some me time. That's what it's all about. So, Nancy, it's such a great job. Did I miss anything? Is there any other things going on?
Oh, it's just, I mean, we do have wine nights. There's Five Threads in the same complex I'm in, and they serve great beer. And we have, I mean, it's just a great complex to begin with of a lot of companies, but we stand out being the one that you can come to and just really be creative as a group.
I love it. And all the supplies are there. That was the other thing that I wanted to tell everybody. All your, you don't really have to bring anything with you. You just show up. Right?
Exactly. You show up and you create something. We always recommend you take a picture of it before it's used if you're doing used glass, and then taking a picture of it afterwards, because that before and after is amazing to see what the heat does and what fused glass artists are playing with.
I love it. And again, you've got some new people coming in from Mosaic Tile, and so there's going to be a whole nother, I can't wait to talk about that and see some of the great art that's being created there. I do want to give out your website one more time, glassartcollective.com. And the phone number is 818-318-1462. And again, we're talking about Glass Art Collective. Thank you, Nancy. Awesome.
Thank you, Kim.
Great job. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. You may not see it yet, but even now, you are becoming the best version of yourself. Keep doing what you're doing, all of you. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our show with everyone. And again, download our podcast so you can take us every day with you. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you later.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern?